Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest prays not for victory, but from victory. Big difference. It's called glory warfare. Praying from victory, it's rigged. You can't lose. Want to learn how to pray from victory for all of life's problems?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, I've had a couple of meals with Becca, and it's hard to believe you were a depressed person.
I was.
I hope you caught that when she said I was. You hear her? She's giggling. Not a sign of a depressed person. This whole understanding of glory warfare has totally transformed everything in your life.
Everything.
Tell me what glory warfare means to you.
You know, glory warfare means that we encounter the Lord in His presence, Sid. And when we are in the presence of Jesus, and I want to say this right now, this isn't just for me. Sometimes people hear us talk about this and they think, oh, that's just for someone that God has called to speak a message. But we are all children. We're all sons and daughters of the Lord. And when we're in the Lord's presence, Jesus' presence, it's not just the anointing. It's His glory, and there's no defeat in the glory, only victory. And when we encounter Him in His throne room, when we encounter that glory, what happens is He begins to speak to us. We can hear Him, we can begin to see what He wants us to see, and He will always speak a strategy for victory and breakthrough. God's a strategist. Jesus has not left us to fight on our own. The scripture that I love, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." It goes on to say, "Darkness shall cover the earth, in deep darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you."
To me, this is one of the most amazing things that I'm sitting back here witnessing. The more she talks about the glory,
the more
the glory just settles on you at home and on us.
God does not want us victims, and we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory.
You're telling me that in the midst of the glory, God gives you
strategies for breakthrough,
what?
Strategies for victory, strategies to see the schemes of the enemy defeated. Think of David, right? And he, in the Psalm 57:8, I love this scripture because he needed to come up even more to a new level for what God was doing. He said, "Lord, awaken my glory." And here's David. He comes to face Goliath, right? And when he comes to 17 years old, this young kid, and he had killed the bear, he killed the lion, but he's facing this Goliath, and there was a glory in him. He was a worship warrior. And when he saw Goliath, because he was given that assignment, God spoke the strategy to him, "David, this is your assignment. This victory has your name written on it. And when David saw that giant, Sid, I love this part. He could believe in the vastness of God and the glory in Him more than that giant that he was facing.
You've used a terminology several times, and that is, once God gives you the strategy,
yes,
it's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
But if you don't pray from strategy, you're just praying.
You're just praying, and you're going to wear yourself out. I don't fight everything I see. What I do is, when the Lord says, Becca, this is your assignment, and I hear His strategy, I step into what I hear Him saying, and we see victory, and you become expectant. Because when you are stepping into what He has assigned for you to do, and He's given you the strategy, you will see the victory. And I'm a little bit of a warrior because I've been set free. So I want to see others set free. I want to see regions set free. I want to see people in God's purposes, you know. And so,
how about,
you know,
backsliders?
Backsliders get right with the Lord. If there's any backsliders that are watching, He is a good Father and He is for you. He is not against you. And there are more for you than are against you. And trust me, as one that was a prodigal, He will come and He will touch you and He will find you and He will radically change your life and He will set you free. And what you've come out of will become your testimony where people will speak their freedom and victory that others will be set free as well.
You know, when God anoints someone in the glory and God gives them the strategy,
yes,
I want you to teach a little bit. I want to hear this. How do we know God's strategy? We'll come back. Would you like to find out how you can know God's strategy? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Becca, I want you to tell us how to get God's strategy. Do you need God's strategy for your unsaved family? Do you need God's strategy for your health? Do you need God's strategy for your ministry? Do you need God's strategy for every area of your life? How do we get this?
You know, Sid, this sounds really simple when I say this, but when we become a people that pray, when we become a people that really set aside that time to magnify who He is, and we quiet ourselves in that place, we don't just come with a list of, I need this, I need this, but we begin to build that relationship. And what happens in that relationship is He will speak to us a strategy where He wants to use us to see victory come. Can I give you an example?
Please.
You know, the Lord spoke to me. We do this for individuals, we do this for cities and regions, and the Lord spoke to us this strategy that He gave us. He said, go to Germany. Go to Germany and pray in this city because He wants to release a harvest of souls. So my husband and I, we took a team. We prayed. The Lord had spoken this to me in the glory. So I told Greg, we got to go. My husband, we're going to Germany. And he knows when the Lord's speaking an assignment like that, he's like, woo, we're going. God's going to do something, right? And so we go, and it was actually on the 500th year anniversary of the Reformation. We didn't put that together. I don't know why. But when we went to where we were, they began to tell us there was a lot of occult. We knew this part in that region that was holding back a harvest. So we wanted to pray to see God set this region free. But we ended up in this location, and there was a lot of bloodshed in the Reformation that happened from the Catholic to the Protestant. So we wanted to repent for that. So we got on site and we started repenting, and we ended up literally in this location where the gentleman that was very much against the activity of the Holy Spirit, like the glory, like what we're talking about, really talked and debated this and said, we have to remove activity of the Holy Spirit. We ended up right there where he had been. We did not know this. So we repented and we began to worship the Lord, saying, God, bring a harvest into this region where this all these things in the past have held it back and from a breakthrough. And God's presence, as we worship, began to come. And he told us to go to another location after we had done this and repented. We went into this location. It was a study hall where they actually taught people to disallow the activity of the Holy Spirit. And there was a gentleman there. We were the only ones there. There was a gentleman there by the name of Klaus, which means the people's victory. We found that out afterwards. And so we go in, and it's on Pentecost. We ended up on the 500th year anniversary of the Reformation, Pentecost, in this location where the activity of the Holy Spirit was taken out. And I saw on this sign the Lord that they were going to be having a concert. They were going to be doing a classical performance on the stage. There was a stage in that hall. And so I sang opera for 9 years. And so it was a Jehovah sneaky moment. The Lord said, Becca, go up and ask him if you can sing on that platform. So I did. I said, can I sing? I sing. And he spoke broken English. So I sang two lines of a German aria in German. And what began to happen, even singing the aria, the presence of the Lord began to fall in that place where they had said, no more Holy Spirit. Not only did it fall, it fell on Klaus. I then went into singing Amazing Grace, because the Lord said, release the sound from this place of my grace that a harvest can come. So I opened my mouth and started singing Amazing Grace a cappella. By the time I was done, said, Klaus is sweating profusely. The glory of the Lord is in this location. And he was weeping at the same time. I said, it's Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And he was seeing Jesus in that moment. And he said, yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, wonderful. Jesus, wonderful. Oh, my heart for his pulse. And on that day, Klaus got saved, had his Holy Spirit encounter, and a harvest began to break out in that region.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a thought. When we come back, I'm going to have her sing over you. And when she sings over you, I believe you're going to get strategies, yes. Supernatural strategies to be a winner and not a loser. Woo! In every area of your life. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Glory Warfare Strategies, plus her Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9586. Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, offers a powerful revelation on waging spiritual warfare from the place of triumph in the manifest presence of God. God's glory realm. You will understand that in the glory presence of God, you will receive God's assignments and directives. Rebecca will show you how to enter the glory realm of God. Pray, prophesy, and engage in spiritual battle from the glory realm. Activate warfare weapons, the power of worship, prophetic decrees, and the roar of the Lion of Judah. Use Jesus' keys of authority to bind the forces of darkness from the people, places, regions, industries, and geographies they occupy. You will also receive Rebecca's three-part audio CD teaching, Glory Warfare Strategies. Through this series, Rebecca exposes the enemy's tools and tactics and explains how consistent, strategic warfare prayer will enable you to achieve more spiritual victories. On CD number 1, you will learn how to fight from victory. On CD number 2, Rebecca teaches you how to identify and break hindrances and the spirit of delay in your life. On CD number 3, you will learn how to rise up and take your kingdom inheritance. At the end of every audio CD, Rebecca offers powerful prayers for you. Prayers to break word curses, wrongful judgments, breaking off spirits of infirmity, slumber, apathy, and regret, and to activate the spiritual gifts within you. You will also receive this bonus Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark that will help remind you that God's glory presence is shining upon you and flowing through you. Don't miss out on getting Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Glory Warfare Strategies, plus her Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9586. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9586 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Yeah, you know what's so amazing in the glory? The warfare is so easy. For instance, when you were singing in Germany with Klaus, I mean, this man was religious, hardened, not born, not experiential Christian, a head Christian. And when you sang, the glory came. And the warfare was actually done for you.
It was easy.
And he broke.
It was easy. And you know, Sid, the Lord gave me this powerful word when he was giving me this message. Because sometimes people will say to me, sometimes they'll say, you know, are you a lover or are you a warrior? And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm not either or, I'm both and. And the Lord gave me this this prophetic word to speak in this message. He said, the greatest lovers make the greatest warriors because they have a cause to fight from and they have a cause to fight for.
Isn't that what David said?
That's exactly.
Is there not a cause?
Yeah. Is there not a cause?
You just got back from Indiana.
Boy,
the glory just was all over the place. What happened?
It was amazing because the Lord actually told us to go out and to pray. He told the leaders to gather and to pray in an assignment that He had revealed to them in the glory, that where there was a cult that was holding back a move of the Lord. So, Sid, we actually went and we prayed on this location as the Lord told us to pray on this location. And we felt something when we were praying shift in that atmosphere. We came back that weekend to the glory gathering. They were calling it the glory conference. We changed it to a glory gathering because, Sid, do you know what happened in that meeting? When I opened up and I started talking about the glory, God's glory came so strong because of the breakthrough that we had received in obedience to that assignment He had given us. Like David, He gave us that assignment. God's glory showed up. People were being healed just sitting in the audience, me talking about the glory and the presence of the Lord. People got healed. People got delivered. A lady was paralyzed on her right side of her face, totally healed, weeping. People coming to the altar where they had been blind and could not have encounters with the Lord. There was a breakthrough that came where they were able to have a glory encounters with Jesus face to face.
Okay. I got a question. How would you like that breakthrough now? Anyone in the studio, anyone at home want that breakthrough now? I want you to sing whatever God tells you to sing.
Yes.
And I want you to be expectant, to be pregnant with a word from God.
And I want to say this, Sid, before I start singing. I want to say this because you were saying when you get strategies from the Lord, right? And we're talking about lovers and warriors. And I'm going to sing and this is going to happen. So I want to prepare people for this. When you're in the glory, when you're in God's presence, when you're in Jesus' presence, the glory is around us. There is all power and all authority. And I want to say this, the enemy and spirits might tell us they have power, but Jesus has all authority, and all authority trumps power every single time. So whatever the enemy has said to you, whatever the enemy has spoken to you, all authority trumps power every single time. So I'm going to sing over you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, oh, like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now we see. Lord, in this glory, every place where the enemy has spoken lies, I break the power of those lies right now in Jesus' name. Lord, everyone that is listening, open their eyes to see you and to hear you. Lord, right now I speak and prophesy and release prophetic strategies of victory. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. Even right now, those that are listening and watching, that are encountering you, I speak healing to physical bodies. I speak healing to heart issues right now in Jesus' name. That right side of the heart that has been not been pumping correctly, I speak healing to that heart issue right now in Jesus' name. Every place where a spirit of delay or busyness or distraction or heaviness or fear has come to keep people from encountering you, I break that assignment now, and I release that sound of authority now in Jesus' name. Transform us, Lord, from glory to glory, from the inside out. The greatest lovers make the greatest warriors because they have a cause to fight from and to fight for. And I say right now, every place where people have been shackled and have not run the race because of circumstances, I break those shackles now in the glory in Jesus' name. And I say, you will run the race. And I'm hearing a specific name. There's a Lorraine that is watching right now. Lorraine, I hear the Lord saying, daughter, this is your season right now. This is your time. We're not even talking future tense. We're saying, now is your time. You are feeling the heat of the Lord. Many of you are. So take this word. If this applies to you, say, Lord, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. You're feeling the fire of the Lord. He is burning up the dross of the past season. There is physical healing that is coming into your body now. Your heart will beat again in rhythm and alignment with the Word of God. I see three couples that are watching right now, and every assignment of the enemy that has come to rob your family business, I break that assignment now, and I just speak, Lord, speak your prophetic creative strategy to see your victory realized in this situation. Many of you are going to have dreams. Do not dismiss the dreams. Write them down in the glory. Strategy is released for breakthrough and victory.
But the most important thing is, as we go off the air, say out loud, Jesus, you are my Lord. I worship you, God.
Rebecca Greenwood has been given the hidden keys to defeat the enemy and bring victory in every area of your life.
Many of you are fighting life's battles, whether it's in your marriage, with your children, your job, your finances, your ministry, fighting, fighting, fighting. But you're like a prize fighter that goes into the ring and you have one arm tied behind your back and you keep losing. Well, God wants to untie your arm, give you a strategy that it'll be rigged. You'll win every time.
Every time you'll win.
Call now to get Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Glory Warfare Strategies, plus her Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9586. Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, offers a powerful revelation on waging spiritual warfare from the place of triumph. In the manifest presence of God's glory realm, you will understand that in the glory presence of God, you will receive God's assignments and directives to help you overcome the specific challenges you are facing. Rebecca will show you how to enter the glory realm of God, pray, prophesy, and engage in spiritual battle from the glory realm, activate warfare weapons, the power of worship, prophetic decrees, and the roar of the Lion of Judah. Use Jesus' keys of authority to bind the forces of darkness from the people, places, regions, industries, and geographies they occupy. You will also receive Rebecca's three-part audio CD teaching, Glory Warfare Strategies. Through this series, Rebecca exposes the enemy's tools and tactics and explains how consistent, strategic warfare prayer will enable you to achieve more spiritual victories. On CD number one, Enter the Glory Realm, you will learn how to fight from victory, how to be both a lover and a warrior. On CD number two, Enrolled in the Most Powerful Army in the Universe, Rebecca teaches you how to identify and break hindrances and the spirit of delay in your life. On CD number three, It's Time for Personal Victory, you will learn how to rise up and take your kingdom inheritance, tips for keeping and guarding what the Lord has entrusted to you. At the end of every audio CD, Rebecca offers powerful prayers for you, prayers for activation of warrior spirits, prayers for you to become a glory carrier, prayers to break word curses, wrongful judgments, breaking off spirits of infirmity, slumber, apathy, and regret, and to activate the spiritual gifts within you. You will also receive this bonus Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark that will help remind you that God's glory presence is shining upon you and flowing through you. Don't miss out on getting Rebecca Greenwood's brand new book, Glory Warfare, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Glory Warfare Strategies, plus her Glory Warfare Prophetic Promise bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9586. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9586 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth here. In 2,000 years, few have ever witnessed what you will see next week. 400 unsaved Israeli Jews were instantly healed. I believe many of you are going to be instantly healed when you watch this show.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.